Good morning, and welcome to our customer-driven event here today. I'm Scott Guthrie, Executive Vice President of Microsoft's Cloud and Enterprise Group, and today we're going to be talking about the tremendous opportunities for all of us to use technology to connect better with customers and dramatically transform our businesses. You know, in many ways, the progression of customer engagement is a reflection of today's technology's ever-increasing presence in our society, and access to digital services is redefining our opportunity to engage customers at an even deeper level. Mobile apps and experiences enable customers to easily connect to our businesses at any time and anywhere. And customer engagement is being further driven by the Internet of Things and the explosion of data through the use of advanced analytics and machine learning and the emergence of natural user interaction like bots and augmented reality that go beyond today's mobile experiences and enable so much more. And all of this is shifting what customers expect from us. You know, capitalizing on this constant technology progress is the key to business innovation and growth across all industries. And technology will be the catalyst for new business models, products, services, and experiences. And the opportunities for all of us to dramatically transform our businesses using technology have never been greater. And I suspect the competitive pressures all of us feel to continually accelerate our businesses and find new sources of customer value have also never been more intense. At Microsoft, our mission is to enable customers and partners to transform their businesses in this new world and to empower every person and organization on the planet to achieve more. And in today's event, we're going to focus on exploring opportunities for you to deliver more personalized, differentiated customer experiences, whether that's through service capabilities, better connections with customers, partners, and employees, or the ability to predict potential customer issues before they occur. And throughout today's event, we'll share some great examples of companies that are embracing this technology to drive significant business outcomes. And I hope you're inspired with some of the ideas that you see on how you can do the same within your organization. Now, to have a truly customer-focused organization, you have to really know your customers. And this has always been challenging. And it's become even more so as our markets have gone broadened, as organizations have gone global. And over the last 30 years, software has been a really key ingredient that enables us to close the gap between customers and our businesses. And the advent of the cloud enables us to accelerate the closing of this gap even further. You know, with the emergence of the internet, businesses were able to build websites that enabled bi-directional conversations with customers. You know, mobile-based solutions have enabled us to take that conversation much further. You know, with a mobile application, your business can now literally be in your customer's pocket. And the cloud now enables you to grow and scale these solutions much, much further and to integrate new technologies like machine learning and analytics to enable you to really understand your customers' intentions and interactions at a much deeper level than ever before. And this enables you to create a customer-centric organization that enables you to really focus on their goals and objectives and build loyal fans everywhere, like Real Madrid. You know, Real Madrid is the world's number one sports franchise. You know, the Spanish football club boasts more than 450 million fans around the globe. But Real Madrid didn't have a way to directly engage with them. The club wanted to increase revenue, customize marketing initiatives, and reinforce the club's leadership position in the industry. And we worked at Microsoft with Real Madrid to help them build a solution on top of the Microsoft Cloud, using Azure, Dynamics CRM, Power BI, and other of our technologies that would support innovative digital services being served to the club's global fans. You know, this include mobile and web apps hosted on Azure that enable fans to watch video of matches and engage deeply with the club. And then behind the scenes, these apps were backed by a fan engagement platform that helped Real Madrid use analytics to deeply understand their fans and their desires. And they're then able to take these analytic insights to engage with them even more deeply and enable near real-time marketing campaigns, which ultimately drove up their revenue in a more substantial way. And the end result's a fantastic solution that both delights fans and then also ends up driving significant business value and revenue to the organization. Now, the nature of how we work and even the workplace itself has also undergone a dramatic evolution. You know, customer expectations are high, and successful businesses use employee communication, productivity, and collaboration to connect with customers even better. You know, business metrics now are moving from static spreadsheets or emails to living dynamic business intelligence dashboards with data visualizations customized to users and their specific business roles. And social conversations continue to grow both inside and outside a company, enabling the real-time analysis of customer sentiment. And it's not just about individuals and teams. The entire organizational effectiveness of a company can be shaped through technology by reasoning over the data, the digital artifacts, and the footprint of how people and employees communicate. And all these intersect to shape the way we engage customers and the experiences delivered to them. You know, Metro Bank is a great example of an organization empowering their employees. You know, in some ways, you can think of them as the Uber of banks. Metro Bank opened in London in 2010. And within a market and an industry that hadn't seen a new retail bank open in the 100 years previous to them starting. And Metro Bank's focus was really to redefine the relationship their customers had with their bank and innovating in customer service and reinventing the overall customer experience. And with a solution built on top of Dynamics CRM, Power BI, Office 365, and Azure, Metro Bank is able to identify and address problems before they begin to affect the customer relationship. You know, employees are now able to spend, because of all this automation, 15% more time with customers with immediate access to the information solution pathways to help them. And they're empowered to solve their customer needs in real time. And as a result, you know, Metro Bank is experiencing fantastic growth. They've doubled in size year over year since their foundation, and have now soared to more than 500,000 customer accounts. You know, we started using software initially to run our businesses more effectively. And every organization today has a system of record that helps automate business processes. And in the same way that the cloud's enabling us to understand and engage with our customers and employees better, the cloud's also going to enable you to fundamentally run your business operations better as well. You know, the cloud enables you to use machine learning and advanced analytics to gain deeper insights into how your businesses are actually running. You know, just think about it. There'll be more than 20 billion internet-connected devices in the world in just 4 years' time. And integrating the additional data and insights from these billions of IoT devices deep into your business processes will transform your organization's operations even further. You know, from manufacturing and service quality to supply chain efficiency and field service, you know, these are just a few of the processes that will look dramatically different because of this in just a few years' time. You know, Ecolab is a leading global provider of water, hygiene, and energy technologies and services. And they're a company literally helping the world combat water shortages. And here at Microsoft, we've partnered with them to speed up how worldwide industries tackle water scarcity. Ecolab's creating ways to monitor and control industrial processes on a truly global scale and are using Microsoft Azure and the Azure IoT suite to collect and analyze real-time water usage data across millions of sensors from literally thousands of facilities. And then they use these data insights together with the new field service capabilities of our Dynamics CRM offering to automate business processes and drive business outcomes and improve efficiency and reduce water, energy, and operational costs. And perhaps the most powerful aspect the cloud enables us to do is to embed software and technology right into your products and services. This enables you to transform how your organizations deliver value, enables you to create new business models, and empowers you to disrupt others in the market. You know, consider this. If every company was effectively now a software or digital company, how would the nature of their products and their overall business models shift? Would their gross margins shift from things that they produce to types of services delivered because of digital technology? You know, we recently partnered with Keystone to understand how companies across a wide range of industries are leveraging data and digital transformation to grow and involve their businesses. And the results were very impressive. You know, the leaders of companies driving this change generate an average of $100 million more in additional operating income every year alone. You know, Wash Multifamily Laundry is a strong example of this type of transformational opportunity. You know, they're a technology company that just happens to do laundry. Wash is responsible for the upkeep of 500,000 washers and dryers in 75,000 locations around the world, serving 5 million customers. The company was challenged with siloed and often duplicated information and data systems. And what they did was they used Microsoft Dynamics to connect and route the information from parts inventory to active service calls to collections and all the other daily operations to be fed into one system. And Wash employees can now access the real-time data record on any one of the company's 500,000 machines. And with 400 service vehicles in the fleet that now have GPS tracking enabled, tied directly into these computer systems, they get so much more insight into what they already maintain and how they drive their business. And when they take this data and analyze it with the Microsoft Cortana Intelligence Suite, you know, WASH has been able to dramatically drive down their costs by doing better routing and driving up their customer service much better. Now, clearly the cloud is a generational shift in computing, and it represents major changes for everyone, Microsoft included. And every organization over the next few years is going to need a digital strategy for how they move from where they are today to take advantage of what the cloud offers to deliver on these promises. Organizations are going to look to adopt cloud-hosted business solutions to reinvent their business processes. They're going to extend their infrastructure to use the public cloud to achieve better agility and cost savings. And they're going to look to take advantage of higher level services and advanced workloads like machine learning and IoT to engage better with their customers and transform their businesses. And it's really the combination of all three of these elements that enable real business transformation and, you know, really enable the customer stories that we just talked about, where each of them used each layer of that stack to achieve their business outcome. And, you know, this overall approach is reflected in our overall approach to how we're thinking about CRM and our kind of our new philosophy, which is to think about it as intelligent customer engagement. And in a marketplace that sometimes is narrowly focused on just CRM, you know, Microsoft's unique in combining the power of dynamic CRM together with the power of Azure, including Azure IoT, our Cortana Intelligence Suite, Power BI, and Office 365. To enable the sort of next generation intelligent customer engagement solutions. It's an area of significant continued investment for Microsoft and is enabling businesses to create amazing differentiated experiences for their customers. And to see and hear from one of our customers in action, I'd like to invite Nick Ferrant, who's the Senior Vice President of Controls and Data Services at Rolls-Royce, to join me. You know, Rolls-Royce is a great example of an organization embracing digital transformation in an industry where unplanned downtime can cost an airline more than $1 million per day. Let's spend a few minutes discussing what Rolls-Royce is doing using Azure IoT, advanced analytics, and dynamic CRM, and see a great demo of the solution they've built. Great seeing you, Nick. Thanks so much for joining us.
Really happy to be here to show you the product of the collaboration that we've been working on and try and articulate in a vision demo how we see the airline industry transitioning and how we see digital capabilities enabling Rolls-Royce services in the future.
Fantastic.
We've been providing, using and providing data and analytical services as part of our engine services for a couple of decades now, and this is such an exciting time to embrace the big data technologies, using your platform, using machine learning, and using our own engineering models and engineering know-how, as well as the operational know-how of our customers, to provide a better service to the aviation industry. So the demonstration we're building is a representation of how we see the industry collaborating in the future. There are many parties all trying to deliver better service to the airline industry and to us as passengers. No one party can do that. We believe collaboration is the right model, and I'd like to show you how we're planning to enable that. So putting everything together in one place for an airline operator is quite novel. There are many, many different systems drowning in lots and lots of data. So the industry does not have a shortage of data. The industry has a shortage of insight and a shortage of intelligence. That's not because our customers aren't intelligent, and Rolls-Royce isn't intelligent, and Boeing isn't intelligent, and so on. It's a lack of consistent information in the same place, being managed, processed, analyzed, and visualized in the same manner. It's really important for us as a company to share information with our customers. And our model of collaboration with customers enables us to build their operational insight and knowledge into our solutions. What we're going to talk through here is an example of how this broader collaboration comes together. I'm just going to tell you a story of the day in the life of an airline and how a particular problem with a Rolls-Royce engine can manifest itself and what, through digital technologies, we're going to do better in the future to drive better business performance. Our overall goal and our customers' goal is to understand where their airplanes are, how they're operating, are they serviceable, and are they healthy? to have a vision of the global operation of this particular airline is quite powerful in its own right. To understand how the business is operating and to understand how efficient that operation is key to our customers, as you can imagine. On the surface of an airline, to us as passengers, punctual, safe performance, on-time performance is all that counts. So to be able to monitor your on-time performance, the utilization of your assets, your engines and your airplanes is critical. To us, though, in the provision of better services, it's what happens behind the scenes that really counts. It's the amount of stress that goes in to meeting the customer intent, to meeting the mission. Generally in airlines, there's an awful lot of activity to get the airplane away on time. And we're measuring that through analytics and better sharing of data. The goal of the airline is on-time performance. Critical they keep that at the top. That's the number one competitive differentiation. Anything we can do to prevent surprises and be proactive is critical to our customer. In this example, we're talking through a vision of a particular aircraft. This is an Airbus A350 aircraft with our Trent XWB engine. On one of these aircraft in particular, the only one that the airline really should be bothered with analyzing and investigating today, we have a suspect fuel pump problem. So this is analytically driven. This isn't being driven by the life of that particular component. Every machine and every component is unique. It's like a human being. We tend to treat these things as the same. So we give them the same life. We manage them in the same way. So an awful lot of components are thrown away with remaining useful life on them. The goal in these types of systems and in the future of our business model is to really apply prognostics, to really use prognostics and analytics to determine when biologically something is going wrong with a component, to act upon it before it manifests itself as a delay or cancellation. So we can see in this screen one red issue, and we can see here one red aircraft. So let me just take you through what that means. So on the day of flying in the airline's operations center, using these technologies, we can now focus in on the one aircraft that they ought to be paying attention to. So the one asset they've got that may be in difficulty or may have to have some maintenance intervention. We can see that that aircraft is in Frankfurt. We can see that through this alert watch here, which is a aggregation of all sorts of different engine airplane systems that comes up to a view of those systems that may need intervention. We can see still that in our early watch list, the fuel pump may be a bad actor. So if I drill down one more time into that screen, we're now seeing our A350 aircraft in a lot more detail. We're now seeing the planned route for this aircraft. So this aircraft is in Frankfurt, it's going to be flying to Seattle in about 3 hours, 45 minutes time. So we know the window of opportunity here. We've got all of the operational and maintenance information we need in one place. We know how this aircraft has been flown. We know whether it's operating efficiently. And we know that the remaining useful life of the engines installed in this airplane is normal. We also know that the airline is doing a good job of managing its fuel. So millions and millions of tons of fuel per annum can be saved through better management of fuel in the aviation industry. So working with analytics and pilots and others in our customer base, we're able to manage the levels of fuel that are being flown. So we really now want to take a look at this particular propulsion system issue and delve down into a little bit more detail. So now we're starting to see the digital detail of our Trent XWB engine. So the engine here is exploded, so you can see the inner core of the engine. And we're starting to look at parameters now which are more pertinent to the engine itself. Where the engine is fitted, its current level of performance, so is it operating normally? Is there any need to intervene? On the surface of things, there isn't. And frankly, this engine and airplane will carry on operating successfully and happily for another several flights. What we're doing here is being proactive, and we're pulling forward potential issues. We can see here that the engine was washed recently, but the fuel performance is starting to deteriorate. So again, in our machine learning and modeling capabilities, we're able to predict what the normalized fuel burn for this engine is. Using analytics, we're able to predict a point when it's economically viable for our customers to wash our engines to get their fuel and performance back up again. So again, a novel use of analytics that helps add value to our customers. We can see here, though, that our fuel pump is potentially the bad actor of all the green systems and all the green indications here. We'd like to go and take a closer look. We're now in the engineering world of our customer's organization and in the engineering world of Rolls-Royce. So we've driven right down through the system to the point where we're looking for verification and validation through analytics that this is a bad actor, that this fuel pump may need to be changed. This is what we believe our customers are looking for in terms of trusted solutions to analytics and trusted output. So in this arrangement you can see here, there are a number of standard measures that we would use in our engines to monitor the health and integrity of them. So you can see here a fuel pump speed chart. Its speed increases, it decreases. It's depending on how much fuel it's pumping into the engine. You'd expect that. But there's some fluctuations here which may be abnormal. You can see here that the amount of power, the amount of electrical power that's being pumped into that pump may be exceeding expectations. So maybe there's a bearing that's starting to wear or there's some mechanical issue in that pump. So while it's healthy from a life point of view, it may not be healthy from a mechanical point of view. Everything is different. Everything needs to be managed and monitored in its own way. So now we start to get into additional levels of prognostic capability where the real intelligence in the analytics are starting to come together. We can start to see that the derived pressure readings in the pump are varying beyond normal expectation. We can start to see that the amount of fuel that the pump's actually producing, given its power and given its speed, isn't where we expect it to be. But we still need more. So we're using Cortana and other modeling and machine learning capabilities to understand what normality is for the components in our engine. How should it be operating? Let's take away what's normal, let's look at the rest. And in these types of models of normality, we're able to magnify what might be going wrong within the residual data. It's a really intelligent application of machine learning capabilities, and we're able to do that as a function of the collaboration with you. We're able to determine from this that this pump is subject to a potential problem. We're able to determine that the aircraft is sat in Frankfurt with 3 hours, 45 minutes on the clock until it takes off to Seattle. Through this and the linkage to CRM and other capabilities, we're able to determine that we have the people and the time in Frankfurt to intervene and make this maintenance correction on the airplane. Again, our goal as Rolls-Royce is to keep our customers flying and available 100% of the time. So it's prudent for us to recommend that action to intervene. In requesting that maintenance, it's obviously in a regulated, safety-critical environment important that we record what's happened. So here is an example in terms of this particular fuel pump of where this component sits on the average life for such a component. So we're saying it's actually still healthy from a life point of view. We're saying the aircraft and the engine can operate quite safely and quite satisfactorily to the next maintenance window. But if that aircraft becomes stuck or delayed at an away from base location where this activity couldn't be carried out, or this boils up into a more serious problem for the airline, we think it would be prudent to intervene now, be very, very proactive, and have this maintenance done. So the linkage of the physical in the engine, the digital in terms of the processing of data and the visualization of data, now moves into the confirmation that we want actionable insight and we want people to go and intervene and do this work. In our system now, we're talking to the maintenance planning systems, the ERP systems. We've already confirmed that we've got the people. We've already confirmed we've got the parts. We now need to dispatch the crew, record the work, which is where we now link into the CRM capability. So the vision for Rolls-Royce is to seamlessly link our in-service customer digital capabilities through our physical services into CRM to make this action real, to make it actionable and recordable as far as our customers are concerned. So here is a list in the CRM tool of all the activities that need to be carried out and all the maintenance events that need to be carried out. There are several windows for that particular information that you'll recognize in your tool here, and we would like to go away and ensure that that work can be done. So now we're into the scheduling tool to actually look if we've got the opportunity to schedule that window. We know we had 3 hours 45. We know the work's going to take about 2 hours. It's a matter now of scheduling that work to be done. So let's drop it into a window for the right maintenance engineer to be able to do that work.
This is using all the new field service capabilities and the latest dynamic CRM. It's so awesome.
Bringing this together from an end-to-end point of view, scheduling that work, having it done, keeping the engine flying, keeping the customer happy. That's our vision of digitally enabled total care.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Nick. I mean, this is, you know, someone who flies a lot and appreciates when his flight does a connection doesn't get interrupted. This is fantastic as an end user, and I think it's just an amazing example of the type of digital transformation and digital strategy that you guys are driving, which, you know, to your point, connects IoT, data analytics, and field service all in one. Really impressive stuff.
Pleasure.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Maybe we can chat and maybe talk a little bit more about some of the work that you're driving. You kind of mentioned there in terms of the importance of keeping your customers flying in the air. Roughly, you know, approximately how many hours each year is typically wasted in terms of unscheduled downtime for airlines?
Yeah, that's a good question. So aviation is a mature and optimized market. Lots of people doing the same things very frequently. Despite that, the room for improvement and the application of new tools and techniques will bring huge benefit. So you're looking at a marketplace that probably loses 200,000 hours a year in terms of unscheduled maintenance or downtime of the aircraft. You're looking at a market that still has significant levels of passenger disruption in it, either as a consequence of maintenance or other issues. And you're looking at a market which is still burning millions of tons more fuel than it needs to continue to operate safely. So from a sustainability point of view, from a business performance point of view, there's a tremendous opportunity for improvement. And that's the field that Rolls-Royce want to attack in collaboration with its customers using these types of technologies.
And before, you know, you're introducing this type of solution to customers, you know, how did airlines manage this in the past?
So the standard airline problem, as I've previously alluded to, is not a lack of data. So there's a tremendous amount of paper processes involved in these activities. There's a tremendous amount of data analysis. There is typically the drive to understand on a particular day, based on the severity of the information that's being given to the airline, what they should act upon and what they should look at. There's also a whole sort of process and behavioral component to this. So how particular crews fly particular routes, how much fuel should be carried, how much discretionary fuel should be carried given a certain pilot or given a certain crew. So there's lots of subjective activities that carry on. There's lots of firefighting activity to ensure the airline meets its mission intent, which is to get that plane away on time for us as passengers. So there's a lot of cost in the system. You know, an average size customer of ours, we think we're going to partner with them to save anything up to $100, $150 million a year to make their operation more efficient. And our goal is to, you know, co-create capability with our customers that enables them to attack that area of value, bring in a consistent digital platform to enable them to look at things and apply analytics in a consistent way, and aggregate their people, their processes, and their equipment in one place. This is very much an aggregated view of their operation that we're driving for. It's a very different situation to today.
That's fantastic. Can you talk a little bit, in closing, just sort of about the collaboration with Microsoft in helping build this solution?
Sure, yes. Yeah. So Rolls-Royce's core business is the provision of brilliant gas turbine products and the provision of brilliant services to our customers. We have always been a very collaborative company. Our vision for digitally enabled Total Care is our service branding, particularly in our civil aerospace business. Our vision for digitally enabled Total Care led us to a point where we want to collaborate and partner with the software industry. We want to collaborate with the best. We want to be working with you at the leading edge of your core applications and your core capabilities to create industry verticals which Rolls-Royce can predicate and build its service businesses on. So from, you know, the design and make of the engine through to its in-service management, through to the maintenance management, through to the disposal or the second or tertiary life of those engines, we want a consistent digital capability to support that business. So we have worked together for over a year. We are very happy with the collaboration. We are finding the right model of helping you drive Power BI, machine learning, and the overall Azure suite forward as part of the IoT leadership. And we're going to get deeper now in terms of how we can take these collaborative platforms and vertical solutions to market to the benefit of Microsoft and to Rolls-Royce.
Fantastic. It's been a great partnership, and I really appreciate you joining us today, you know, talking about the amazing experiences you guys are building, because it really is, you know, I think a fantastic example of, you know, using digital technology to really transform an industry and really create, you know, business outcomes that not only are going to help Rolls-Royce, but help all your customers in a significant way as well. Thanks so much for joining us, Nick. This has just been fantastic. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
You know, Rolls-Royce and the other customer examples I've discussed earlier today are illustrative of the types of amazing intelligent customer engagement solution that we're seeing being built. And all of these intelligent customer engagement solutions wouldn't be possible without the rich capabilities built into Dynamics CRM. You know, by delivering Dynamics CRM, along with the other great services like Azure, Cortana Intelligence, Power BI, and Office 365, Microsoft is uniquely able to deliver next-generation intelligent customer engagement and provide customer engagement solutions that help companies develop long-lasting relationships with their customers through personalized, proactive, and predictive experiences, including things like equipping salespeople to be more productive so they're freed up to focus on what's most important, which is delivering amazing customer experiences, building brand advocacy and earning customer loyalty by providing customers with exceptional customer service across all channels, being able to power marketing operations, planning, execution, analytics across all channels, email, digital, social, SMS, and traditional, monitoring what's being said about a brand, products or services across social channels, and then analyzing sentiment and driving customer engagement. And lastly, managing installations and repairs that require on-site visits, all while optimizing resourcing and skills-based assignments to intelligently balance workloads and provide real-time insights and enabling collaboration. And the great thing is Dynamics CRM does all that and more. And today I'm excited to announce a new offering that furthers these capabilities, which is our Connected Field Service offering. The Connected Field Service helps transform field service organizations to provide proactive service and maintenance, enabling preemptive action by detecting anomalies before a failure occurs, and then opening the potential for new service and revenue models powered by the service economy. The Microsoft Connected Field Service automatically monitors connected assets, detects those anomalies, and generates alerts that automatically trigger dynamic CRM service tickets and workflows, ideally enabling preventative action. And the service is a great example of how we're integrating our Azure IoT capabilities together with a proven service, field service and project service capabilities in Dynamics CRM to help businesses transform the way they engage customers and deliver value to solutions, much like you heard from Rolls-Royce. And today I'm excited to celebrate an even bigger milestone, which is the launch of our spring 2016 wave of Dynamics CRM. The focus of this release centers on helping businesses capitalize on the opportunity to expand products and traditional offerings with the introduction of new services, taking advantage of our industry-leading end-to-end offerings, better connect with customers, partners, and employees through a streamlined way to access information, obtain assistance, and perform tasks, and deliver business insight as well as intelligent, adaptive processes through our continued investment in intelligence at the intersection of CRM processes and data. We're seeing tremendous momentum with Dynamics CRM in the market right now. We've had 47 consecutive quarters of double-digit growth with CRM, Dynamics CRM on-premise. And Dynamics CRM online, seat adds have doubled year over year, now 6 quarters in a row. And 4 out of every 5 new Dynamics CRM customers are choosing a cloud-based deployment. The spring 2016 wave of Dynamics CRM builds on our ongoing cadence of delivering innovation in Dynamics CRM at a rapid pace. Every 6 months, we deliver a new online release, and every year, we deliver a new release for our on-premise solution. It brings a fantastic new set of capabilities that we'll be talking about in a lot more depth throughout the day. And we're really excited about the spring 2016 wave of Dynamics CRM releases, and are really looking forward to seeing how you use them and the business outcomes they drive.